Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. You're about to listen to an episode of Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. And this is me, Bob Shoy, jumping in at the beginning, as I do sometimes. First of all, to give you a little bit of a warning, if you've got a weak stomach, let's say, there's a little bit of scatological talk, which I would say is quite unpleasant if you have a disposition for poo-poo talk. This episode is maybe not for you. It's a bit of a silly one. It's weird news. So if you've been listening for a long time, you should know that weird news is like that sometimes. Some people like weird news for that reason, but they're not everyone's favourites. They're a love or hate type of episode, so be prepared for that. Also, as it's weird news, I shouldn't have to warn you with this. It does get off topic. There is a lot of waffle. There's an extended conversation where we talk about what types of milk we like to drink. It's a silly one. People liked all our waffle and off topic chit chat last time we recorded. So I just decided to leave more of it in on this weird news. It's the sort of thing that weird news is for. Finally, sorry, this one's a little bit late if you were expecting it last week, but B's been a little bit poorly, which I think we mentioned on this episode anyway. So anyway, you've been warned. Enjoy this episode, or try to, and we'll be back again soon. We have the next episode planned out, but it's going to be a bit of a job to get it done, so we'll try for 2 weeks from now, but it may take a little bit longer because it's going to take a little bit of extra editing, I think, on the next one. But we're not really, we've had a lot of questions about this, I might as well get out of the way while I'm recording now. We're not really doing like a series by series, season by season thing at the moment. We're all very busy. I think a lot of people have gathered that it's been a bit of a hectic year the last year for us to try and keep the pod coming out. So at the moment, just because of various things, we're on a little bit of a when it's done basis with releases. So there's not really a set schedule. Just keep subscribed or keep checking, and they will drop as soon as they're done. I'm just going to put them up. Basically, there's no release schedule. They're just when they're done for now. They're just going to come as and when. But we do have the next load of episodes planned out, so it's not like we're just going to rest on our laurels. We know what we want to do, and when we get the chance, we'll record it and we'll get it out. And we are aiming to just keep kind of regular as much as possible. But there's your warning. Anyway, now time for some stupid weird news. The man who's like turning himself into a dog.
Divine revelation. Chocolate lover.
Dog-like creature walking on its hind legs outside zoo spooks officials.
Divine revelation.
Loads of sheep were walking in a circle.
Chocolate lover discovers revel that looks like wee baby Jesus.
Top UFO investigators say aliens have an agenda and it's not a peaceful one.
Mystery of half-billion-year-old creature with no anus has been solved, apparently.
A near-death experience stories. So that's why I was like, no AI today, because we will go off topic again. Yeah, and then we can dedicate a whole episode to it. So just some stupid, weird news shit today. So Tis, introduce the episode whenever you're ready, because we're waffling on again.
Hello, and welcome to Weird Tales and the Explained. For fuck's sake. And yeah, it's me, but I can't get the fucking words out.
Just say weird news.
Weird news. Hello. Yeah, okay, yeah. Hello, and welcome to Weird News with Weird Tales and the Unexplainable.
They got too far.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? How?
Introduce yourself.
It's only been 7 years.
It's just so hard to start it, isn't it?
It's not.
I find it is.
We know you do.
Everyone knows this, though, don't they?
They do. No one knows joining in now.
Do you want us to close our eyes so we're not looking at you?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's just... It feels weird to formally introduce myself to people that listen to this show all the time. You know what I mean?
Every episode, someone's first episode.
Do you reckon? No one's first episode is this, though.
I hope not.
Surely
if
not.
If you started on Weird News, any Weird News, you'd have a really different idea of what the show was like. It's like they think we're like some shock jock zoo radio guys.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to the show. If you're listening for the first time, the introductions are usually better.
If you listen to the first time, go and listen to another episode.
Just for the introduction, then drop back into this episode because it's going to be a doozy.
If you listen to the first time, go look through the backlog and just pick a couple of topics that sound interesting to you. None of the ones that say like weird news and stuff. Just like, oh, you know, that one's about a monster, that one's about a ghost. Just
guys,
pick a couple of topics.
I think they've stopped listening already.
Yeah.
Right, okay, now the old gang are here.
Like, okay, they've now, gone.
Yeah,
Is this me, Bob, and there's Beef, and there's Tiss?
Yeah, hello.
We can drop the formalities now. They're fucked off.
But this is less than informal. Like, there's formal, then there's informal, and then we are just totally off the charts.
We're fucking over it, aren't we? You know what? You know, ages ago we said whenever we get to 1 million downloads, we'll have to have, like, if we ever get to it, we'll have to have, like, a real fucking celebration. We passed 1 million downloads, like, 2 years ago and forgot to mention it.
That is amazing. Can you believe people have downloaded us 1 million times?
Well over. We're probably closer to 2 million by now. I think we are.
That is insane. Thanks a lot, by the way. Thank you.
I can't even count to 2 million.
We should probably thank people.
Yeah, thank you guys.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is the delayed 1 millionth download episode.
This episode is to sort of stem the flow of downloads, isn't it? Because there's just too many downloads going on. Do you remember those days when we used to host the show and it used to cost us money the more the people who downloaded?
Oh my God. We would be like, okay, we're getting a bit too big now. We can't afford to keep this going. Now Acast foots the bill.
We literally couldn't. And then, someone came along and foot the bill.
Thanks, Acast. We didn't even have to chase anyone. They emailed us. They said, do you want to hop on over here? You're getting popular. And we said, yeah, go on then.
And now we've cost them 1 million
downloads. We are so, like, grandfathered in. Because people always ask me, like, who are you with? And I say Acast. They're like, how do you get on with those? I was like, I don't know. It's free.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Everyone else pays. We've been there from the early days. So we're just in there.
Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks, Acast. Love you lots.
Yeah. Lots of love, Acast.
I host all my other shows off the back of this one as well. I just emailed them when I've heard set of the new shows and was like, can I do another one? They're like, yeah, all right.
It is amazing. What did we used to pay? Like, what didn't we get to?
I can't remember.
I swear at some point it was.
Can you remember who's with?
What, before?
Yeah.
Podomatic,
yay.
I do remember. There are some things well I pay done. Attention to. Did you know that, Tiss?
What's that?
No, that was a no.
Wait, what? I didn't hear
it.
Who
was with before Acast when we paid for ourselves?
Oh, Podomatic. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Shout out to Podomatic.
I knew we were. Yeah, I remember saying about you were saying about downloading the app, and I was like, I'm not downloading an app.
I'm not buckling to the pressure from the man.
Well, it just didn't make sense. Then again, the Acast app is available on the App Store and other stores.
You know what? I don't think they host their app anymore. I think you just listen to theirs through other apps.
They're not. Oh, fair enough. Well, the app, the Acast app,
listen to it on wherever you want
through app stores.
Listen to it on wherever you want.
But just don't download it because it's not available anymore. So don't waste your time.
No one's listening anymore. We're not actually being hosted anymore.
Even
we're talking to an empty room.
Even the old guard are just like, this is fucking shocking.
They're really fucking past it. That's why I have to sprinkle in the ones with Rick every now and then, because he actually does his research.
Yeah, of course. Rick's a very...
They had one with Rick, like, week before last.
Rick's extremely diligent, and, yeah, I don't know why he comes on the show.
It's not just his research, it's the presentation.
Yeah, he's Mr. Professional, isn't he?
Absolutely nails it.
He's not jaded yet, though. He hasn't done as many episodes as us.
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do another one? Oh, okay, go on then. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello and welcome to Weird Tales and the New Explainable.
New Explainable.
I mean, weird news is just scraping, isn't it? We're scraping.
Yeah.
That being said, it's going to be a great show, so stick around for the great stories we've all definitely researched.
I've got a couple.
I've got loads, but I haven't really looked at any of them. They're just ones that people sent me on Twitter and stuff.
No way. Okay.
Since the last time we did one, which is
there was one that I started talking about, and then I quickly changed to something I won't mention on this particular show.
Yeah, no, listeners, no AI talk on this. We're leaving it at the door.
There's no AI.
Just to
talk.
Give listeners an update on the AI stuff, though.
You just said no.
Last time was such a fuck up that we're taking two episodes to put it right. So we're doing the weird news episode now that it was supposed to be. And we're doing a proper AI episode in the future of what it kind of turned into, but not really. So just to fix that, we've got to do two more.
Well, it basically ended up me bleating about AI and then you guys short-circuiting and talking about Brexit. That's what happened. That's what basically happened.
When I listened to it back, I was like, what are we going on about? How did this come up?
I think I triggered something inside you guys.
You broke us.
You just needed to chat about Brexit. Yeah.
No, we just got caught with our pants down. You totally sprang it on us.
Yeah, you really threw us for a loop. We thought you was going to send a stupid like video of a ghost sighting or something. You know, the normal weird news bollocks.
I dropped some sort of dystopian apocalyptic sort of preachy.
And then did a mic drop.
Yeah, link.
Yeah, and then just watched us self-destruct.
Well, I had to drop the mic because I couldn't reply to any of the stuff.
Because you were just like, I don't know how to respond to this.
I was like, I don't know. This is so, you were almost throwing curveballs at me. I was like, I'm not prepared
There's
for this.
There's a bit
chat.
Where me and Beef go on for so long, especially Beef goes on a real tangent for a long time, and then it goes quiet for a bit, and you're just like, I don't know what you guys are on about. Like, you're completely lost.
Sorry about my rant.
And I did edit a good lot of it out because I was just like, we are going off on one. We are just waffling. This is so nonsense.
I love that on reflection you've heard that just the absolute bewilderment I was in.
It was the one
like,
time when Tiss was
know.
The sanest man in the room.
If I'm the sanest person in the room, it's just...
Something's gone seriously wrong.
Sorry state of affairs.
Right, come on then, Tiss. Give us a weird news story. Let's get off this AI.
Please don't.
I don't have one. Have you guys got
you don't have any weird news?
I had one and I was talking about it last time, but I can't remember what it was.
This is what annoyed me because I remember having at least three from last time that were pretty good.
I swear I put one in the chat and I was like, we have to talk about this on weird news. And I've forgotten what it was.
Well, have you seen this one about the man who's like turning himself into a dog?
What?
Yes.
Yeah. So
yes, is it the husky?
He's turning himself into a quote giant dog. after spending 2 million yen, which equates to £12,480, on a human-sized collie costume. It's a collie.
Why?
He's always dreamed of becoming an animal and now dresses up as a dog a few times a month to live out his childhood fantasy.
No. No.
He's worried what his friends will think.
No. I'm putting my foot down. This is where I draw the line. This is absolutely where I draw the line. This is stupid.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to have to send you the link, Beef, so you can actually see. Because, Tiss, you've seen this guy, right?
The husky dude.
He's a collie.
Yeah, no, I think I've seen the collie too. I think I've seen the husky one as well.
I'll send you the pictures of him, Beef, because he looks like a dog. I just put it in the chat and the picture that came up even.
What?
He's been training himself to do paw and sit.
I'm enjoying just watching Boop's face as he sees it.
What?
I need to get onto the chat.
That's not a man.
I rarely tell my friends because I'm afraid they will think I'm weird. My friends and family seem very surprised to learn I became an animal.
What is going on?
Have you seen the picture of him eating dog food out of a bowl?
That's a dog. That's not a person. What's that? No, is that a costume?
£12,000 well spent, isn't it?
Is it a costume?
Yeah.
Oh, then that's less impressive. I thought he'd had, like, surgery to look like that.
Oh, my God, that's creepy if it's surgery. No, it is a costume.
Is that what you draw the line at, beef? Surgery to look like a dog?
What the hell? What is wrong with people?
I'm reading this from the Mirror.
I don't understand.
Mirror.co.uk.
I love that. This is where I draw the line. I'd love to know what's on the other side of the line. Like,
just don't
complete dog surgery is crossing the line.
I just don't.
What's
why? Why has partial? He done this? Is it?
Well, okay. Well, he says this. Toko says he most enjoys, quote, doing things that only dogs do because it makes him feel like a proper pet.
Licking his balls.
He finds activities that involve his hands the most difficult, as his paws often get in the way. Since childhood, I have had this unspecific fantasy of becoming an animal. I wonder whether it was a desire for transformation, he explains. His social media shows him rolling over for belly rubs, pretending to sit and lift his paws, and walking on a lead, just like a dog. He's also learned how to eat fake dog food, venture outside in a lift, and even hang in a hammock.
Why fake dog food? Is dog real dog food quite harmful?
It's probably not very good for you, is it?
No, because it's made for dogs, it's not made for humans, and he's a human.
Oh, so it is a costume. Here he is. Look, he purchased the realistic costume from Zeppit, a Japanese agency known for creating sculptures and models for movies. It took 40 days to make the costume. I mean, it is an impressive costume, isn't it?
The comments.
That's about the same price as your wedding
beef. The comments at the bottom. This one.
Are you on the Mirror comments?
Yeah. Does he smell other dogs' asses? He can't be a dog until he learns new tricks.
Oh, God.
And then someone else has put, I think he is weird. Someone's put, he isn't weird, you're just too normal. Oh my gosh.
So this is a story from the 28th of December 2022. If it wasn't sent to us from Anthony Anderson, I would say this is Listener of the Week worthy story. But
this is just shocking.
I'm into it.
No.
I'm into it.
No. Have a word with yourself. This is nonsense.
Do you know what? That guy is living his best life.
He's identified what makes him happy and he's doing it.
No, he shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. And do you know what? There's a lot of worse things going on in the world than getting yourself in a dog suit and finding happiness.
No, sorry. He can't have all like the fun things that dogs do. He needs to do all the disgusting stuff as well. Like,
if he goes outside and humps people's legs.
If it was me, I'd find him in the street, shit on the floor and be like, right, eat it. Eat it, and then rub his nose in it and make him eat it.
Dogs don't eat shit.
They do, Tess, they do.
Not all dogs.
They do.
Well, maybe he likes eating fox shit.
Mate, they absolutely
live for it. They like to roll in it because
it.
Of the smell. They don't.
You remember Alan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Zoe was a childminder, one of the kids shat their pants. And she had to go out and left the shitty pants on the floor to clean up when she came out, and he ate them. He ate the child's pants full of shit. The whole pants.
Well, that's helpful. What's wrong with that?
That's gross.
I know.
That sentence.
No. I don't think someone has to eat shit if they dress up as a dog, though, right?
Which one?
Which one?
He ate the pants.
He did, yeah. Yeah, he didn't just like... Oh, this is really disgusting, so specific. He didn't just lick out the pants like it was a crisp packet.
Lick out.
That's the quote for the beginning of the episode.
Oh my god.
Got your clip there. Get it clipped.
He didn't just lick him out. What did he do? He ate the whole pants. He ate the pants as well.
Yeah.
Fabric and all?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Like a shitty geyser.
God, this is... Yeah, I have to put, like, you know, explicit content warnings on our episodes when I upload them. This is, like, beyond. It's just, like, X-rated banned content. Because this is going to be turning some people's stomachs. I'm sorry, guys. He was a machine, though. He was a monster. He used to eat. And by the way, listeners, Alan was a miniature dachshund, so he's not big. And he would eat, like, the inside of cushions, like the entire stuffing of a cushion.
How long did he take to eat the whole pants?
He would eat the inside of a whole cushion and then be doing, like, little cloud shits in the garden. There would just be, like, bits of wool that look like clouds on the garden.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. Dad had
God.
To pull... He had a bit of thread hanging out of his bum one time, and Dad had to, like, pull on it. Like, pull the cord for his guts.
Oh, poor Alan. God. Oh, my dad.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, they get uncomfortable. If there's threads hanging out their bum, they start running around, like, bewildered because they've got, like, a bit of thread out their bum.
Anyway, that's Alan.
Wow.
Oh, God. Well, okay. So this guy in the dog suit, he doesn't have to eat shit. Like, surely he doesn't have to.
But if he really wants to act like a dog...
If he wants to act like a dog, well, no, and he says, and quote, do all the things that dogs like doing, that's what dogs like doing.
Well, all the things that he likes to think dogs do, I don't think he has to. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you can just do whatever you want. You don't have to do everything. No. I mean, there's plenty of people and things that do lots of different things.
To commit.
If I identify as a human, doesn't mean I have to invade countries or, you know what I mean? Like,
it doesn't say anything about him identifying as a dog, does it?
No, he likes to be
a
dog.
He just wants to be... So this, to me, this is no different to, like when you get some of those guys that like to dress up as, like, little girls. Have you seen that?
Little girls? That's a paedophile, mate. No.
It's...
No, that's men who like little girls. Yeah. Men who dress up like little girls. What's that?
Yeah, it was like an episode of Afterlife, but it is based on like a real thing. Like some guys just and they just put like little girls dresses on and like those little like frilly socks with the shoes and like wigs.
I feel
and
like
stuff.
That's
weirder
to
me.
I'm all up for people doing whatever they want. There's a line, but that's like the first step to something unseemly.
That's weirder to me than the dog thing. But I think.
But what makes them little girls' clothes? Because if they're just like...
You know, like the little
like feminine.
Frilly socks.
But that's just feminine.
Like Amber's,
no,
Amber's
I know what beef means.
Like...
I know what beef means.
No, they're not.
Oh,
they
I don't know.
Like,
I think
they're
we're
like literally
dangerously
like,
close.
Like toddler girl socks. Like,
you know, the little like booties and things?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know.
I didn't really enjoy Afterlife, but that one episode was funny. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't go to work like it, does he, this fella?
Well, Toko's fans reassure him that he isn't weird and he shouldn't hide his animal desire from his close family and friends. Don't be nervous of people seeing you. You're just a guy with a quirky hobby. There's nothing wrong with that, someone wrote.
Someone. Oh, this is the thing. I bet he's an influencer. I bet
you
he's
inspire
one of these...
us to fulfill our dreams too.
Really?
I hope to become the animal I want to be. You're an inspiration to us. That's someone else who's following in his footsteps. Do you remember the Catman?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, he was on telly all the time. Yeah. He actually turned his body into a cat. He had whiskers and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He must be dead by now.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, that's...
I'm going to look if he is. The Catman. I wonder if that comes up.
I don't know.
Cat in the Hat.
Catman do.
Yeah, the man who became a cat... Oh, and his tragic death.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Oh, how did the Catman die?
9 times.
Oh, it's really sad. It's not even funny. We can't make hay out of this.
Oh, okay.
So, that is...
Yeah.
Well, wish I'd never asked.
Well, that's... Yeah, that's awful.
I mean...
Well, on that
not
note...
Not really...
Yeah.
Not that surprised, if I'm honest.
I'm all for people dressing up as different things.
Yeah.
Embrace weirdness, big time.
I've got nothing wrong. Well, I've got nothing wrong with it, right?
Right.
But
Your tone suggests that you might.
Well, no, but you. There is a limit, isn't there? Like,
there is.
No.
If he wants... Yes, there is. He has to go to work Monday morning. He can't roll up into the dog and roll up to the... roll over in the office and
yeah,
pretend
but if a company allows him to, he can.
He can't put a tie on his dog suit and, like, sit at his desk. Yeah. He has He has to, like, this is a sometimes thing.
Yeah, no. This is a hobby. He's got to do it in his own house or on the weekend.
Why are we saying this man can't work as a dog? If he can find gainful employment as a dog.
It's a hobby. I like relaxing and playing video games sometimes. I'm not going to take my PlayStation into work.
Are you saying a man can't be a dog? Are you bigoting dogs? Men dogs?
A man can't be a dog.
No.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why not? Why the fuck not?
He's playing devil's advocate. He's just doing it to whine.
I know he is.
No, I'm not. I'm not playing devil's advocate. I honestly, if that guy can make... If he could live on... Say he's an influencer.
Here's the thing.
And he makes money.
No, here's the thing.
Why can't he be a dog all the time?
Here's the thing.
Well, he can if he makes money.
Exactly.
If it's allowed to happen,
allowed.
Right? If it's allowed to happen,
like it's against the law,
like as if we're going to go and fucking arrest him for crimes against dog.
Well, we're getting very close to territory that's iffy here as well. That's what I'm like really trying to not.
Yeah, but where does it end? Where does it end?
Yeah, but
like, what happens if I go? Okay, so.
No, it ends where it ends.
Listen,
can do what they want, can't they?
Listen.
See, okay, what's the difference between this and, like, the furry community? That's what...
Well, what's wrong with furries?
Nothing, that's what I'm saying. It's a hobby, isn't it? It's a social group. So I'm just like, that's why my brain is thinking, what's the difference here?
Well, I've met people who are in the kink community, and they're into, like...
We know.
Being animals and stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, in the bedroom.
So, like... Well, no, in clubs, in fucking whatever.
Yeah, but that is their bedroom.
Whenever.
That's not the point Bobby's making.
Some people are like lifestyle kinksters, aren't they?
That's not the point Bobby's making.
I'm talking about they don't go to work like that, though, do they?
No, they don't.
Depends what their job is, doesn't it?
Oh, actually, they might be a sex worker, so maybe they do.
It doesn't depend on what their job is, because there is no job that would allow for that to happen.
It does!
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is! Sex work!
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Whatever. But it...
Not everyone's an accountant.
It is...
No, but I'm talking about if his day job is an accountant, for say, and he still wants to be a dog, he can't roll up into the office in his dog costume and expect everyone to just be like, oh, yeah, that's just... Well, I can't remember his name, Toko.
Well, I'd say there's, like, company guidelines on that, and that's, like, that's within their remit.
Yes.
But I don't think we should be... I don't think we should be backing up the company and being like, yeah, don't you dare let him into
the... No dogs allowed.
if they say, by the way, actually, we're going to change our policy and we're going to allow him to be a dog.
Right.
I don't expect you guys to be like, nah, fuck that. Fuck this dog.
I couldn't concentrate.
No, it depends on... It does depend on a lot, doesn't it?
I've sat next to Toko the dog. I can't concentrate.
No, you can't.
Depend on what?
Well, like, so for example, if
end,
I... Like,
where do you think it would end?
Shut up. Don't ask me a question and then not give me an opportunity to answer.
So, I want you to answer that question.
Let me just pose a little scenario. Right.
Okay.
Toko, I need that email. How long have you been... Oh, I've been sat here for hours. Yes, I know, mate. I can see because your paws are too fucking fat to hit the keys. So
he said he's finding it hard to do stuff with his hands.
Exactly. That's the problem. Toko gets fired.
You know what that means.
So...
The problem is...
I didn't even think about it. What is wrong with you?
Oh, well, the first thing I was thinking was about him, like, humping the cushions and stuff.
I was thinking how he wipes his ass.
I love how you're so concerned about, like, emails. Like, how will he do emails if he's a dog? What... The people who are not going to get emails from this dude, I'm so concerned.
That's one example, isn't it?
You know what I mean? I don't know.
But it's like Bobby said, it's too distracting. He sits there and it's just, it's ridiculous. It's the start of society collapsing if you let stuff like that happen in a workplace.
If he works in like a pet cafe and he's a dog man,
then that's fine. That's fine.
Society is collapsing around us as we fucking speak.
If he works in a pet cafe and he's a dog man, that's good. That's fun.
Yeah, of course.
It's all in theming.
Yeah.
If he's an accountant and I'm trying to do my work next to him and he's like going, ha, 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 and like taking a whiz up the side of my seat. I'm not happy.
But you just wouldn't hire him, would you?
No, exactly.
No, that's the point we're making. That's exactly the point.
But if you've already hired him and he suddenly becomes a dog, what's the rules?
Well, no, I mean, the rule...
He can be a mascot for a team.
Yes, brilliant.
There's certain dress codes, isn't there, in offices?
It's not even a dress code. It's just that most places, every workplace will have a work code, just what is expected.
I would just say, look, mate, we can only employ humans. We can't employ dogs. So if you were a dog, we can't employ you.
I bet you could work at Google and do it.
Well, because dogs spend all their days sleeping as well, don't they?
Yeah.
So he's not going to get any work done.
Yeah. I think I'm all for it. I'm all for him having a dog suit. And I think companies...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
I've
got
no issue with him having a dog suit.
Enforce their guidelines accordingly.
That's you can't employ a dog in the office.
No.
It's what we've landed on.
I love the answer I can send. You don't even work in an office, Bob.
No, I don't. But I can't employ a dog on a building site.
Wouldn't you be laughing to yourself while you're on site and there's dogs working in offices? Wouldn't you just be like, that's fucking
long? He could work for the fire department. They always have a dog in the firehouse, don't they? A firehouse dog. He could be the firehouse dog.
Exactly. Yeah, he could do heaps of stuff. Like, oh God, there's so many things.
I was just trying to see if it said what his job was.
I'm desperate for it to be like dog treat specialist or like...
Maybe he's a dog walker.
I can't have dogs walking dogs.
Why?
Babies having babies.
That's not the same thing.
He could test out dog beds.
He could test out
dog beds. I mean, they need to cry out for dog bed testers.
Dogs of that specific weight and height.
Yeah, it doesn't say what he actually does.
Could be a music producer. Could do that job.
The company that made the suit, it says here, an employee spoke out about how the team found a way to create the structure of a dog. They spent a lot of time studying it. They said, in addition, we collect photographs taken from various angles so the beautiful coat of the collie can be reproduced and devised so that the coat will flow naturally.
Is he naked under it, do you think?
Oh, I hope so.
A dog's listeners, naked under their fur?
I would like to know if any of our listeners like to be dogs. And if... I'm sure we have furry listeners. So where's the line between being a furry and being wanting to be an actual dog?
Guys, I'm really sorry. What is this furry? What's this?
People who dress up like big animals.
Oh.
They make a fursona.
A fursona.
It's like an alternate version of them. And they all meet up in that animal fursonas. A lot of time they don't know what each other looks like. They interact with each other online. This has been a thing for like... a couple of decades. It's not, well, probably more than that, actually. Wow. I think the history goes back way longer.
I'm behind the times.
Yeah.
It's, you create an alternate version of yourself based on an animal, and you interact with people in the furry community, and they have big meetups. And, yeah. It's not necessarily sexual as well. I think that's the big misconception. A lot of people think, oh, bloody perverts. No, it's not about that. It's about... escapism and fantasy and creating another version of you and stuff, I think. Not that I'm big up on... I know we have some furry listeners, so hopefully I'm not offending any of them with this dog talk.
I that's the first I've heard that that's a thing.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah.
Don't knock it till you try it, Beef.
I think we've agreed that he's allowed to be a dog in his house, and it depends...
But we don't agree with that in the workplace.
He can be a dog anywhere.
It depends. It depends on what his job is.
Right. And that's what we really care about.
I would love a world in which he could be accepted to walk out of his house and do that. And not be judged. Lest ye be judged.
He's not being judged. I'm not judging him. I'm just telling him to not sit on the sofa.
I've got another dog story, by the way, if we want it.
Go on.
I know, Tiss, you especially like dog stories. I've got one here. I'm going to put it in the chat again because there's a picture attached to this you might want to see.
Bloody loves dog stories.
Dog-like creature walking on its hind legs outside zoo spooks officials.
Oh, that's stupid. I've just seen the bloody picture.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
Guy in a dog suit.
It looks like a werewolf doing like a Michael Jackson
I think
dance.
It's Toko.
Is it the dog in the fucking It's the guy.
Yeah, is this in Japan?
This is literally like, oh, he can't go to a zoo. Well, he can. There he is.
This is from last June. By the way, today's stories are from all over the place of last year, ones that got sent to us from the course of last year. This one was actually sent to us by Sam. I'm going to try and name check if I can remember the names of the people that sent them. So thanks, Sam. Strange bipedal creature appeared to be walking around outside the zoo, and social media began trading theories over what it was. Now, city officials are putting out a public plea for its citizens to help solve the mystery. Guys, describe this image for listeners.
All right, shit. It's,
there you go.
It's a big, it's a fence, probably like a 10-foot high wire fence. And honestly, it looks to me like a fox, like a big fox standing on it's Fantastic Mr. Fox just walking along.
Well, the body's very human, isn't it? It's like someone's put an oversized wolf mask on and just, walked around.
To me, it just looks like a guy, but just with like a big, like a shaggy coat type thing.
It's a chupacabra.
Or even just hair, just like a big, I don't know, some crazy hairdo.
Chupacabra, yeah, a lot of people were saying chupacabra.
Yeah.
Looks like one of the werewolves from the classic 2002 sci-fi horror film Dog Soldiers.
I've just scrolled down. Suggestion ranged from Fantastic Mr. Fox himself to one of the werewolves from the classic horror film Dog Soldiers.
Literally exactly what I was looking at, yeah. Fantastic Mr. Fox himself. These people need to understand that that is fiction.
I just despair.
Oh my God. First comment, it's someone from the local furry con.
Oh. Yeah.
So potentially.
When these things happen, that my first instinct would be to start talking, but like, hello, like, ask who it is.
Yeah, hang on a sec. Someone took this picture and they didn't think to actually speak to it or something.
Yeah.
Because they're quite close. The picture's quite close.
Yeah. And you can tell their flash is on, or there's a lamppost because of the amount of light.
Yeah, if it was an actual wolf, that flash would have startled him and he'd have gone for the gazzard.
Yeah.
Straight for the gusset.
Like Alan.
Wow. I mean, because also, what if it was a person that was lost or stuck behind that fence? You don't want to check.
I think this is just someone taking a... I reckon the person who took the picture is friends with the person in the picture. It's just a big, it's a stupid picture that they've shared around Reddit, isn't it? It's from Reddit.
I reckon just ever so slightly off the shot is a gate, and they've just walked their friend through the gate.
Yes.
And that's it.
Put a big dog mask on them and said, I'm going to take a blurry picture of you with flash on in black and white and put it on Reddit.
Yeah.
And it worked. And it is on themetro.co.uk.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to go for a wee.
And Tess is going to go for a wee. Hey, Bimby, you feeling better now?
Yeah, much better, thanks. Yeah, it was just...
Joe, before you carry on, listeners, I forgot I'm still recording. Listeners, the reason we didn't have an episode last week is because Beef was feeling poorly.
Yeah, I was not very well at all.
But you feeling all right?
Yeah, much better now, thanks. Yeah, Rachel was ill as well. We were just all ill.
Yeah, he said. That's kind of what more delayed the recording, wasn't it?
Yeah,
you took everyone else down in the house.
Well, it wasn't... Whatever Rachel had was not what I had. And then Joel had something which was also quite random.
Totally different as well.
I don't know. We're just all ill with different things at the same time. And
I haven't been feeling 100%. I think there's a lot of bugs and things going around. Last weekend I was quite under the weather myself.
Yeah, it's just... I think it's just... It's the time of year, isn't it? It's bound to happen. Yeah. And the weather is so... This is the thing with living in the UK, you know, like 4 days ago it was -5 or something, and now we've been up to 8 degrees today.
But it's really, well, I don't know if it is for you, Art, it's warmer, but it's so windy here. Like, it's so windy.
It's been quite windy. Yeah, we've had a bit of wind.
Yeah.
But it's
mad up here.
We're just not geared up. Human bodies are not designed to cope with that much fluctuation that quickly.
Yeah.
So we're just, I don't know. And I think... Our immune systems after COVID are totally, totally shot.
Even though it's February, by the time listeners are hearing this, Happy New Year. It's our first episode recording in 2023. Me and Rick wished Happy New Year on the last one, and I said I'll make you wish it on this one. So,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
At what point do you stop wishing someone a Happy New Year?
Yeah, it's exactly the same conversation we had.
January was shit.
Why?
Just fucking January itself, man.
I know, my birthday's in January, it's always shit.
Objectively, it was fine. Subjectively, I've really fucking just the whole
just,
month is
it's just January, isn't it?
It's a hangover from a fucking already shit month of December. You know what I mean?
I spent Christmas Eve in a naked spa, which was quite nice.
That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
just on your own.
I didn't realise it was a naked spa when I got there. So I went up all kitted out to have a spa day, and then she was like, pass this barrier, no clothes, please. And I was like, okay, went in Rome.
Where was this?
She was taking the mick, mate.
In Austria. Yeah, I was the only one naked. Just said no clothes for you. Yeah, it was in Austria. It was lovely, though, because we had the access to the whole spa all day. Loads of different, saunas and hot tubs and all this stuff.
Nice.
And there was one heated pool up on the roof. So you're out on the roof in this heated pool, but it's freezing outside right in the middle of the mountains, and that was wonderful.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
How much did that cost?
It wasn't that much money. It was like 40 quid for the day.
That's not
for
bad.
All day. Yeah. Ooh. Access to everything.
Wow.
I think, though, it wasn't all day, but it was like a good session. It was like four and a half hours, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was good. Yeah. It was like our sort of Christmas present to ourselves. Let's go and spend a day at the spa. So boobs and willies flopping everywhere.
That sounds like my favourite kind of spa.
Yeah, I really wish there was more spas like that in England.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I heard there is a spa in Bristol called the Lido. I need to check that out. Off topic anyway.
This was Olympia Bad in Seafeld. Listeners, if you want to go, it was a lovely time.
Beautiful. Where were we? We were still on the hind legs, dude, or we moved on from
that? I think we were fucking that one off because we've said we think it's a big thing. What about in November, the big sheep thing? Did you guys see that going around?
What was the big sheep thing?
Loads of sheep were walking in a circle.
What?
See, this was shared to me quite a few times, this one. This was like the popular story of last November in the weird circles.
I have absolutely no idea what this is.
It was Rev Peter Laws who initially brought it to my attention. And then a few other people started sending it my way. Here's some weird news for you, EWE, very funny. A flock of sheep in China's Inner Mongolia region started walking in a circle on November the 4th and haven't stopped since. This video is from November 16th. So that's like 12 solid days of them just walking in this continuous circle.
Wow.
A whole flock of them. And you see the picture, I've just put it in the chat, and you'll see, like, it's odd.
That is crazy.
The Great Sheep Mystery, hundreds of sheep walk in a circle for over 10 days in Inner Mongolia.
Wow.
The sheep are healthy, and the reason for the weird behaviour is a mystery. Animals know stuff, though, don't they?
That is really bizarre. It's 12 days.
So, possible causes, here we go. Some outlets are speculating as to the possible causes of the bizarre behaviour, with a brain infection called listeriosis being the primary contender. Listeriosis inflames one side of the brain, causing unilateral facial paralysis, head tilt, and other symptoms that might cause a flock of sheep to walk in a circle. What, but would they all get it at once?
Is it contagious?
I don't know. Infection, possibly, yeah. It just seems a bit odd, like I've never seen that before.
No.
It looks almost like they're waiting for like a UFO to land or something.
That's really strange. So this is just online, I take it. Hang on, sheep walking in circles, here we go. Oh, hang on, sheep walking in circles in the Bible.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Hang on, wait a second.
It's biblical.
This is going to be some absolute bullshit, I promise you.
Yes.
Obviously, it's been linked to the apocalypse.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we're living through the apocalypse, aren't we? I think before Tiz already mentioned that earlier.
We're living through the collapse, for sure.
Yeah. Would you think we're in the apocalypse yet, or just like the runway? We're sliding down slowly into it.
Oh, it's not the apocalypse yet, no. We've got a lot of convenience in our lives, but it's, it's slipping away.
In our lifetime?
Fuck yeah.
Ooh.
In our lifetime, maybe the next fucking decade, dude, trust me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, just look at climate change and stuff like that. I mean, the only thing they can model it a little bit where they can be like, oh, and you know, 30, 40 years would be fucked. But what you can't model is the the things that will happen that will then cause something else to happen, that will then cause something else to happen. Do you know what I mean? Like the chain effect things. That's what's going to bring it down quicker.
So what can we do?
We can't do anything. We're fucked.
Brilliant.
So best not to think about it and just enjoy ourselves?
Yeah, maybe.
This is maybe what we said on the last episode, guys. This is exactly the conversation that we had before.
Yeah, no, I could feel it getting that way. I was talking about it at work to the guy I work with, actually, and we were saying, like, you know, is no point sitting there thinking about nuclear weaponry, because if it's going to go off, it's going to go off and blow you up anyway. So you're better off just having your head in the sand. If they knew, if the government knew that a nuclear bomb was going to blow us all up tomorrow, I'd rather they didn't tell us, because otherwise I'll spend the whole day worrying about it. If I just live my life as normal, then we'll all fucking go out together, won't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Yeah, I'd rather not know.
Yeah, with the war sort of stuff, there's no point in worrying about it. But with the climate change stuff, I guess try and live a little less consumerist, but, you know, at the end of the day, like you said...
It doesn't make any difference.
But I try that. I think most of us on the right side of history, quote unquote, do try that anyway. I try to recycle when I can, do my little bit. We talk, it's well, you do your bit that you're happy with doing and you feel like making a difference. And that's, if that's all it does is make you happy, it's, at least it made you happy.
Yeah, exactly. Shop local and do community work. I'd say community work's probably the most valuable work you can do, helping the local.
It's not going to do much for the planet, though, is it?
Well,
no, but it does work. Well, Beef, hang on a sec. We were talking about staying local and staying in your community and doing a difference locally last time.
Yeah.
So it's...
The planet's fucked because it's run by lots of billionaires.
The planet's going to go out anyway, so you might as well make your smaller... Rather than trying to change the world, you make your smaller area better. Your family and friends and your neighbours and whatever. Start small. You can't change the world.
The problems we're facing are systematic problems. So that's not going to change. That, you know, politics is pretty ruined. We've been through that. But, yeah.
No, I'd like to think I've got a bit more hope than that.
I ate meat this week for the first time in 10 years.
What did you eat?
It was beef. But it was because I bin dived it out of a Waitrose bin.
Right.
So I was like, well, ethically, this isn't supporting animal cruelty, because actually this was going to go to the landfill. So Jazz cooked it.
Hang on a minute. So are you saying you're not a vegan anymore?
Well, I mean, technically, no, I'm not vegan. But I don't buy meat. I don't tend to eat meat. But if someone gave me free meat because it was going to get chucked in a bin, then ethically, I can't...
Yeah, but this is when arseholes get you in loopholes. They go, someone who eats meat, some people just can't take... that someone else is doing something that they're not. You know how people get like angry when they find out that someone's a vegan, as if like because they're doing it, it's making them do something else. Or people like that will then, if you're with them, they'll do stuff like buy you a bacon sandwich and go, well, if you don't eat it, I'm throwing it in the bin then.
Well, no, that
they tricked you into eating meat. I got you. They fucking got you.
That I probably wouldn't know. Because I wouldn't want to eat. I also don't want to like eat like rando fucking. I definitely don't want to eat pork for sure. I mean, to be honest, the only time I'm ever thinking of eating meat is that time was just because it was out of a bin and Jazz made it for herself. So I was like, fuck it, this is going to go to waste. I'm going to eat it.
How was it?
It was pretty boring, to be honest. It tastes like vegan mince.
Yeah. That's it. People who don't eat vegetarian food and vegan food and stuff love to tell me that it's not the same though, and actually a lot of the stuff now does taste exactly the same. I did a sausage casserole the other day. It just tasted like every other sausage casserole I've had in my life with vegetarian sausages.
Yeah, it does.
Because the secret to a lot of meat stuff is it just tastes like the spices that are put in it. So if you put the same spices in something else, it tastes exactly the same.
The issue for me is not the meat. Like you say, I don't really... And actually, we don't really have a lot of beef in this house anyway. Like, we don't really... Mainly because the kids don't really eat it, and it's just a waste.
I used to eat a lot of beef.
But we do have sausages, I suppose, and chicken. It's the other stuff. It's like the milk and cheese. Like, I've tried it, and I just can't... I just can't do it.
See, Becca has plant milk, and I don't. I always try the different ones she has, and I don't like the taste of them.
No, I just don't. No,
It depends. It depends what it's in. If, like, the thing is, it's not. Certain ones taste all right in certain things to me. So some things taste all right in my coffee. I have them on my cereal. It tastes awful.
Yeah, I like oat milk in coffee.
And then what am I going to do? Buy five different milks?
Because oat milk in coffee makes it, like, creamier.
I don't like oat milk in coffee, but I'll have, like, a nut milk in coffee. But I would normally just have milk. Yeah.
I've been going to the shop to refill my oat milk because I don't like buying the Tetra Paks anymore.
Right.
Like, Oatly is so expensive these days. I saw today they've got, like, a 500ml Oatly for, like, 30 pence less than the 1 litre. It's so fucked. They are just... They're such a c***y company now.
Yeah, there are lots of other brands you can get, though.
Minor Figures.
Yeah, that's who Becca... That's what Becca drinks.
Yeah.
That's what they use at the coffee shop. Well, you know, North Star opposite us, that's what they use.
Yeah. Yeah, they deliver the bags to the local shop. Well, mm-hmm. It's not local, but it's close. I just take glass things and refill them. But also, I find that now that I'm refilling them, it's such a pig to refill it rather than go and buy a Tetra Pak that I'm actually using less milk. I'm actually not just pissing it away. I'm like being like, do I really need to use milk? Because if I do, that's fine. But I'll have to go and fucking go to this shop and refill it if I do. So I'm like, yeah, it's a nice little lesson in, like, consumption.
Hmm. I'm good at not wasting food. I plan my meals and everything at the beginning of the week, and I very rarely waste any food. Everything gets used, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm starting to get into a lot more.
I think you do just learn, though. You get better and better at portion sizes and figuring out how much you eat and...
Yeah.
I did a stir fry tonight and it's all gone and it was like the perfect amount for all four of us.
Yeah.
So you do learn, and it's like, it's weird. Like when we first got married, I'd look at the stuff left over. I was like, man, we've got a shit ton of food left over from this curry, you know, and you still, I mean, it still didn't go to waste. I suppose we put it in the freezer or something, but you just, I suppose as you get older, you get more used to.
I would say I'm particularly good in our house at knowing what we're going to eat and what's going to be enough. So I actually do our shopping list for both of us. And then when I study on Saturdays. So Becca does the food shop, but I do the list and she goes and gets it all.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sort of. And it works out.
So, yeah, I think the key thing is food wastage. And if you're not wasting food, if you're using what you buy as well, like, growing up, my parents just, I'm, like, looking in their cupboards and I'm like, why have you got, like, 16 cans of soup or...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I will keep a few tins of soup or beans or things, like store cupboard stuff, and they'll get used, and then I'll buy some more. I don't just need 15 of them, just in case.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Exactly. Anyway, sorry, so you put a story in the chat.
I've got a good story in the chat, which I think you might like, Beef.
Oh, for crying out loud. Divine. Oh, really?
Come on.
Okay. Divine revelation. Chocolate lover. Oh, my days. There's so much in this that is just... Divine revelation. Chocolate lover mm-hmm. discovers revel that looks like mm-hmm. wee baby Jesus.
Quoted, wee baby Jesus.
Wee.
Do they have Revels in America?
I feel like we'd need to explain what Revels are. I don't think Americans have Revels.
I love a Revel.
I do.
If I go to the cinema, a Revel is my bag of chocolate snack of choice.
Well, because, and for listeners that aren't familiar with Revels, Revels is like a big bag of chocolates, but they are chocolates that you... So they'll be like Maltesers.
Maltesers in there.
You get coffee flavored ones. You get toffee.
Yes.
You get orange.
Yes. Yes.
Two
more.
Raisin.
Raisin. Yeah.
Oh man, what's the last one?
A minstrel.
Ah, the minstrel. That's it. So
minstrels.
Some of them are just, you know. So the minstrels and the Maltesers are a classic, like an actual chocolate. But then the others.
But you don't know what you're going to get other than the minstrel. Yeah, you know the shape of that. The others, you don't know what you're going to get. So you might bite into that and think, ooh. And if you don't like coffee, like a lot of people don't like coffee flavored chocolate, you're kind of fucked because you might accidentally get one.
See, I love the coffee ones.
Me too.
Now, back to the revel that looks like Wee Baby Jesus. I just want to point out one big flaw.
It doesn't?
Doesn't look like the big... I mean, again, this is an audio media, so trying to explain what this looks like. I think... Do you know what I thought when I first saw it? It looks like a Russian doll.
It does look like a Russian doll.
Like, but also, from before I actually clicked on it, it looks like a slab of beef, like a big... slab of like a prime rib.
Oh, I see. Yeah, like the marbling effect. Where it's all like the marbled. Chocolate's gone a bit white.
Yeah, it
does. So it looks to me like a raisin one.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat any more if that was shape of a raisin. If I found that in my revels, I wouldn't eat them.
No,
it's just it's clearly been left in the sun or something. And it's supposed. Also, I'm not convinced that they haven't drawn those dots on.
That looks like drawn on, doesn't it? So, Tis, a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Do you like a revel?
I love revels.
Right.
I mean, I haven't had them in years, but yeah.
Yeah, you can't get a vegan pack of revels.
No.
But he's not vegan anymore.
Well, I mean...
I knew... Yeah, he was just waiting to throw that back at
if
you.
If I was going to bin dive and I found some revels in the bin, yeah, sure, I'd go for a revel.
I could destroy a pack of revels.
Yeah. some like, expired on the day revels.
They'll be fine.
You must be able to get vegan revels.
No.
Really?
They're too specific, because revels, I feel like they're only just on the edge of being like popular enough that they still make them.
Yeah, and they're not mainstream.
Let alone
enough.
Them making a vegan version of it.
That's true. Is it it's not Cadbury, is it? It's Nestle. Is it Nestle?
It's Galaxy.
Oh.
And that's why they've got minstrels in them. Oh, no, Maltesers are Nestle, aren't they? Does Nestle own Galaxy as well?
Miles wouldn't say what flavour the Jesus Sweetie was.
It's raisin. I can see it's raisin.
It looks like a raisin. It looks like a shriveled old raisin, yeah.
Who makes Revels? It's got to be Nestle, because the Maltesers. Mars.
Yeah, Mars. I didn't realise this. Mars is its own separate thing.
Yes, because, Galaxy is owned by Mars.
Right. Have you scrolled down enough to see, meanwhile, a man in New York shared an image of the Messiah, which he said had appeared to him in his plate of chicken tikka masala?
I was waiting for you to get to that one. It's just a smear. It's just a smear on the side of a plate.
Yeah, but it looks more like Jesus than the raisin.
Right. So Tis likes revels. Tis, have you seen these pictures?
Yeah.
What do you think of the baby Jesus, the wee baby Jesus revel?
Yeah, I think it's a sign.
A sign, right? And did you see...
Prophetic.
Did you scroll down and see the Jesus in the masala?
No, I haven't. I'll have to look at this one.
He's going to blow his top when he sees it.
In the masala.
It's the masala.
The description. Jeff Jordan, 52, was stunned to see the face of Jesus staring back at him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine looking down at your plate of masala and being, whoa. Like, stunned when you saw that.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking smear.
And stunned. Like, he couldn't move, apparently. He couldn't move, couldn't talk.
Stunned.
Totally stunned.
Quote, stunned.
I am surprised they haven't done a pun on masala and messiah.
Oh, yeah. He's not the masala. He's just a very naughty boy.
Why the caption is it, Jesus Christ has a history of, quote unquote, showing up in snacks? What the fuck?
Is that in the Bible?
Showing up in quotes. Why is that in quotes?
Did he show up in a packet of chipsticks in the Bible?
Is it because someone said, oh, you're always showing up in snacks?
What's like a really old snack that they would have had in the Bible, like salt and shake or something? Did he show up in a bag of salt and shake?
Salt and shake.
Oh my god.
Americans, if you don't know what salt and shake is, they're packets of crisps that they used to sell in the UK. Crisps are what you would call chips, but they were just plain, but inside the bag was a little blue sachet of salt which you would open and sprinkle into the bag. Sounds ludicrous, doesn't it? It's a little blue sachet, it looked like a condom, to be honest.
So I remember, right? Years ago, because we were at school.
Oh, fuck off with this masala bollocks. Fuck off.
Have you just seen it?
I've just seen it.
Yeah.
It looks more like fucking Liver King than Jesus.
It's shit, isn't it?
It is so whack. Sorry, bro.
He was quote-unquote stunned to see that.
I'm stunned to see that that's newsworthy.
It's fucking not, is it?
No, it is for the mirror.
It's, it is for weird news.
So what about the amount of times comes up on this show and I have to bleep his name is absolutely unreal. It doesn't make sense to me. Go on.
I remember him eating a pack of salt and shake, and he opened it and he was like, oh,
right. Treasured memory.
He goes, oh, no way. And there was like four sachets all together that obviously hadn't.
Fucking jackpot.
So obviously he had to tip every single sachet. So, and he was like, eyes were watering. They must have been so salty.
I feel like his face would be like in The Simpsons where the guy bites into the lemon.
Yeah. And there's your Simpsons reference for this episode.
That was a good one, though.
Oh, it's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, so that one's shit.
Okay.
Scraping the barrel there. I'll go see if I can get one more.
Hang on. Jesus Christ is also... I feel like that. This is just the right... Journo's exasperation. Oh, Jesus Christ, there's also reportedly appeared to another man with a UK artist saying the Son of God appeared to him in a lump of wood. Keith, obviously, is Keith, who would be his name. I don't know why. What? Where's Jesus in that? That's not Jesus. Forget it.
I mean, I don't think Jesus is in any of them.
No. No, he's not.
Right, I haven't read this article I'm just posting in, but it was the title of it caught my attention when someone posted it to me.
Oh.
Hannah. Thanks, Hannah, for the Jesus Revel sending us that one. And this next one was sent to us by Ted. So, Beef, if you could just open that and read the headline.
Yeah, it's on the BBC, so at least it's a bit more...
it's legit.
Yeah. Mystery of half-billion-year-old creature with no anus has been solved, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't read it. I was just...
solved.
Interested that there was a creature with no arse.
Because I've been losing sleep over this. Like, oh, what is that really old animal with no anus?
Well, stop me if I'm wrong here, though. There are animals around that don't have anuses, right? Not every single animal needs an anus.
I think so.
So it's not... I don't know what the big mystery is.
That's a soundbite. Not every animal needs an anus.
Oh, we've all got them.
Hang on. Are there... animals that don't have anuses.
The dog man had one.
Animals. So sea sponges, sea anemones, jellyfish don't have an anus.
Jellyfish, no anus. Jellyfish are basically like only just animals, from what I have been educated on.
Yeah, they're crazy. Oh, did you see? The other day there was a video of this like girl on a beach in Australia that just picked up this tiny animal that she'd found in like a rock pool in Australia and was playing with it. The videos of her like trying to hold on to it in her hands and then eventually it like flopped over the edge of her hand and scuttled off. It was a blue ring octopus that this girl was carrying.
Ooh.
And her parents were like, well, that would have killed you if it had caught you. So,
scary stuff.
Yeah,
sea life is scary anyway.
It's horrible. So scientists say they've solved an evolutionary mystery involving a 500 million-year-old microscopic spiny creature with a mouth but no anus.
Mm. Oh, so I get what it's saying. If it's got a mouth,
then
it must also
have
an
anus.
But this one had a mouth but no back mouth, as we sometimes call them.
it's got no back mouth. Yeah, exactly. When it was discovered, it was reported it could be human's earliest known ancestor.
Mm. Whoa, I just saw its name on the next line.
Yeah.
Coronarius. Saccharitis coronavirus. Coronarius.
Coronarius.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm. Is it weird coincidence?
Mm. Oh.
So you're saying everything that has a mouth has to have an anus?
I think that's what they're saying, yeah.
Does everything that has an anus have to have a mouth then?
Well,
I presume so.
Some people talk out their anuses.
What about politicians, yeah?
Oh, God.
Oh.
So they talk out the same one, don't they?
Should we call it a day there? I'm losing interest in the anus thing. I just like the headline.
Yeah.
No, it's a good... This is one I found earlier.
Oh, you got one?
Hang on, let me drop it into the group. I've got a few.
Go on then.
Well, I've got
take
two.
Us. Oh, right. I thought I didn't think you guys had any. That's why I kept dropping them in.
No, I've got.
Right, go on then. Take I've us got, home. Let's I've blast got, through these.
I've got two, but they're not like. This is actually.
Right.
This looks like I've just found it because it's on that mirror page, but I did find it earlier.
Top UFO investigators say aliens have an agenda and it's not a peaceful one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's from this year.
Yeah, like yesterday.
Who has an agenda?
Aliens.
Oh.
And it's not peaceful.
So?
Also, the guy, Malcolm Robinson, he looks like the guy from The Exorcist, doesn't he? Looks like The Exorcist from...
He does.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So he's warning.
He says they don't come in peace, quote unquote.
Spending 45 years investigating them.
Okay, I'm just scanning, looking for his quote about this. Without what is in no doubt is that the UFO enigma is real, very real. It has been with us throughout time. Oh, he starts chucking out the, you know, what we've talked about on the pod before.
Why would aliens want to be peaceful with us anyway? Like, what is redeemable about our race?
Well, maybe they're trying to wipe us out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why he's saying they don't come in peace. Like we're a menace, basically, they're thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why would they want to make peace with us?
Right, sorry, I've just scrolled down. This bit's hilarious.
It's almost obvious to me.
Since then, he's...
Are you looking at the chat? Are you looking at the comments?
No.
Because I just saw the comments.
I've not got that far down. I just found this bit really funny. Since then, he's given lectures in the UK, Europe and America and has discussed his theories with the likes of Amanda Holden and Steven Spielberg. I mean, I hope it was Amanda Holden first, because if it was Spielberg and then Amanda Holden, that's quite a come down, isn't it?
Bit of a come down, yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Why did Steven Spielberg want to talk to him about UFOs?
Maybe he's doing a new movie. I'm not sure.
Close Encounters 2.
Right, comments.
Lol, what are they going to do? Destroy the Earth? We're already doing that.
Hang on. Oh, that's by A. Tissington from Bristol.
That's what it says, yeah.
I think the sheer vastness of the universe, that it would be extremely arrogant of us to assume we're the only life in it. This is from Brick.
Everyone loves saying that.
This is from Brick Hard Meat. Thank you very much, Brick.
Oh.
Aliens
are among us and have been for a very long time. They can now take on human form to force control onto the world, and it is working. And then someone commented on that. Yes, the Tory party at play.
Oh, jeez.
God. Oh, God. I don't know what would compel someone to write a comment underneath one of these headlines.
No, who's got the time?
No. Thanks for that, though, baby. You said you got another one?
I did. I'm just trying to... It's more like it's...
Don't say it's more of a topic of discussion and drop something about AI.
No, it's not. No, it is an article, and obviously it's...
Not this late in the day.
Weird news brought to you by The Mirror, because there's another. Right. This is another one.
Lots of Mirror ones tonight.
Yeah, it's Oh, hang on. Right, I'm going to drop it into Signal because I can't.
Is it that woman's fire?
Oh damn it! You got there ahead of me. Sorry.
Is actually
no.
One day you're actually going to post it back to us.
No. So I'm just sending it to Signal because I can't.
Let me get my phone.
I can't get it to... Oh, here we go. We're getting 3 inches of snow next week, apparently.
Really?
But don't they say that from, like, January to March? They basically say that, don't they? The blizzard stretching 750 miles. That's pretty 90% chance. I doubt it.
Right, I've got it.
It is an article, but it's more of like a... It's like a collection of different experiences and stories.
Oh, we talked about this early on in the pod, near-death experience stories.
Yeah.
This woman heard her dead gran telling her to go back to her body.
Yeah. So this is like different stories put together by a British doctor that's been looking into this sort of phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
But, what were you going to say, sorry?
I was going to say, if from what I've heard from people who have, like, almost died... Like, I've heard people talk about some podcasts and stuff, and they say, like, yeah, like, I died on the table and then I came back. But they were like, in that moment, I heard people say this quite a lot, like, I didn't fear death anymore. It was actually, when you're that close to it, it doesn't feel scary. It's actually very nice. It's very pleasant. And I'm just thinking, if you're going through that, and it is nice, what compels you to return to your bod?
I don't know. I guess maybe there's got to be some thing.
Dragged back in.
There's got to be some reason.
Dragged back by the docks.
You have to actually bleep this out. So you have to cut this. But yeah, you know, she nearly died a few weeks ago, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, had like a really crazy. She basically, and it's all over social media, so it's not as if it's like a secret. But yeah, she'd had like but she said it was like she remembers. She said, "Oh, and I've always been told that your hearing is the last thing to go before you die." She said, "And I just it all I remember is just white, total white. But then I could still hear the doctors shouting." There's no pulse. She's got no pulse.
Oh, that's actually giving me chills.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But she said she like in it, she's basically saying it's like she found it as like also obviously traumatic, but that moment was like a real like a spiritual moment, and it's interesting. Like, obviously, you wouldn't want that. That sounds awful, and you wouldn't wish it on people. But it is interesting that it seems to be like they seem to enjoy. Like, it's not a they don't hate it.
It must be a body coping mechanism thing. Like, you know, whether we fear death or not, there is still a fear of the unknown inherent in the idea of dying. We don't know what's going to happen to us. We don't know what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
And maybe our bodies just go into like a state that makes it puts us at ease.
Yeah.
It's such a state of unknown that our bodies are put into a very calm state.
Although this next bit sounds pretty horrific. So if you scroll a bit further down, this doctor's talking about traumatic experiences, and he says, other traumatic experiences recalled by people following being revived after cardiac arrest, including the sensation of burning in hell. But thankfully, in that instance, doctors think the person's brain was misinterpreting the medical interventions happening to try and keep them alive. Researchers involved with the transatlantic study wrote that the man was likely feeling burning from a tissued potassium intravenous line where the liquid was leaking into his muscle rather than going into his bloodstream. But yeah, this Dr. Sam Parnia has been studying what happens after death for 25 years. I'd love, if this doctor wrote a book, if there was a book, I'd love to read what they found out, because I just find this fascinating. Not even
it was
from
a very early
spiritual
episode that we did, but it's interesting stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and not even from a spiritual point of view, just it's the big
just
it
from,
is
it's
the
unknown.
Most unknown, most taboo thing, isn't it? You know, no one wants to
episode
talk about
it. Episode number 13,
death.
If I remember rightly.
Oh right. If you just had a little look.
I know, I might actually have a look now. If I'm right on that.
That would be impressive. Would it be impressive? Because you always get them right.
It was episode number 13.
Well done. Very impressive.
Thanks. I don't know why I remember that.
So this is Dr. Sam Parnia. He said that out of a total of 567 people who were interviewed as part of the study, only 28 had memories of their experience post-heart attack and were well enough to talk about them. So it is quite limited data. But they all went on overall 90% of those who had cardiac arrest went on to die, and then they had recollections of something happening beyond their death. Three people said they had dreamlike experiences, which included seeing and hearing a singing fisherman.
That's pretty, the ferryman.
Pretty crazy. Yes.
Gotta pay him.
Oh, for crying out loud. Inside number 9 did the ferryman, I think.
Oh, they did do a ferryman one. Yeah, it's what folklore is the ferryman from? It's it's not Norse, is it? It might be Norse.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Or is it Scottish?
Yeah, because he takes you down the river Styx.
Yes.
I think the idea of the ferryman has actually bled into quite a few different folklores, because there is like a Scottish ferryman as well.
Yeah.
The one I'm thinking of is you put the coins on the eyes. And that's to pay the ferryman to take you over the other side.
Okay.
That's why they put the coins on a dead body on the ice. Right. Well, I think we're done. I mean, there's a couple more, but I think we've run up to time.
Yeah, we've done a good job. We had a good chat. We've talked about anuses. We've talked about dogs.
We've covered it all.
And everything in between.
Yeah, we've run the gamut. All the stuff you expect. No alien stories, I don't think. But let's just say the sheep one was aliens.
Yeah, well, and the guy who thinks that they've got an agenda.
Oh, no, we did have aliens. Yeah, of course, we had the alien agenda. Yes, we've had it all. No ghosts, that's what I'm thinking. We didn't have any ghosts.
No, I saw a couple of ghost ones, but they're just so
We've done
crap.
So many ghost ones. They're all the same. Is a picture of a ghost at the end of a bar, is it? Or is it someone's, like, cigarette smoke? So there we go. I just made one up. I sent for you. So, guys, listeners,
pretty much all of them.
They're pretty much all that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone. You know where all the stuff is. It's Weird News. You don't need to get in contact if you want. Find us on social media. Just go to weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com. It's all on there. And we love you lots. And we've got some biggie episodes planned out. We've got the next few episodes all sort of lined up, and there's some good ones coming. So stay tuned for that. But we're busy boys at the moment, so while we're trying to like bash them out when we can, things happen. And there's no real schedule at the moment. We're just on a policy of when they're done, they're done.
Talking about the episodes, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, when they're done, they're done. But just stay tuned. There shouldn't be too long till the next one because we're sort of itching to go with it.
Yeah. We always bash one out when we can, to be honest. That's a trait of the show.
Yeah, always trying to bash one out.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Boys.
Nothing wrong with it.
Thanks for listening. Love you lots. Bye.
See you later.
Love you lots. Bye.
Cheers. Love you.
Hello? Yeah, sorry. I meant to stop the recording and I stopped the call. Oh, he's just going, is he?
How much did Art Crimes play for when we went and played your birthday? Did we pay for free?
A Beast birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely we paid for free. We were happy to play. It was the first time you ever played with us.
I was your guinea pig, I think.
Yeah.
How much? What was the snafu with there? Was there a deposit
not paid by someone?
No,
it was. It was only like 30 quid or something, but didn't pay.
Yeah, it was like a third of the rental for the upstairs
room.
Definitely
because he was ignoring my phone calls, and then he was ignoring my phone calls because it was his mates jumping out the window into the skip.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no. Yeah. So they wouldn't give us Tiss's drum kit. Like it was our problem.
That doesn't. I mean, that would be illegal. That kind of business management now.
Yeah,
it was a stag
just
drum kit.
Wouldn't
to
happen.
Be fair. It wasn't
that
wasn't anything to write.
I'm amazed that establishment is still open in town.
Yeah, but it's different hands. It's different name. It's different everything, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's still
from when we had
it's
that,
still a bit of a dive.
Well, it's just born to be a
it's
dive.
It's just terrible. Rachel's.
You are recording now, aren't you, Tiss?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good, because we got all that gold. That last episode we did, which was an absolute mess.
Went down well.
I was editing it thinking, I don't even know if we should release this. And we put it out and everyone fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Everyone loves all of our... We are... Cut this out.
All the people were just like, I love just hearing you talk shit about like raves and this. It was such a fun episode. I was just like, fucking, why do we bother putting the effort into the other ones?
I know.
Yeah, why are we talking about weird tales and unexplainable?
Get it clipped.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.